Hey, how you doing today? Hope you're having a good day because this is Wade with Wade for Wireless. I'm here to talk to you about wireless like I always do. Specifically today, unlicensed LTE. And we're going to break it down to multi-fire. Yeah, there's different types of unlicensed LTE. LTEU is what we're going to say from now on. But first, I want to thank my sponsors. Tower Tracker Pro. Do your closeout packages all from this application. Get it right in one visit. Get it right the first time. And it will walk you through it step by step. So while you're at the site, you can do all the pictures. You can do all the documentation. You can do all the data. You can upload it. Then you can have your QA or QC person, QA, quality assurance, QC, quality control. They can check it out while they're back at the office, and you can get everything done in one visit. And the other thing about it lays it out step by step, so you won't miss anything while you're there. And perhaps the person in the office can tell you if your pictures are clear enough and good enough, and that way you can continue to move on and keep working and keep busy. That's the name of the game, right? Get it done, get it right in one visit. I'd also like to thank Tower Safety, towersafety.com. Tower Instructional School, based in Phoenix, Arizona. They are an accredited state school out there, and they are also adapting to all the changes you're going to need for your NWSA certification. And they're coming out with drone training. That's right, drone training for tower work. How cool is that? Because that's the up-and-coming thing. Everyone wants to start using drones for basically site surveys, and perhaps maybe we can use it for some closeout packages. But from what everyone's telling me, the closeout packages, if anything, they're getting more difficult and longer. So make sure if you bid a closeout package, you bid it right. The other thing I want to do is remind you that I have the eWireless Deployment Handbook. That's right, for small cells, CRAN, and DAS. Just for you. I put it all together, all the information in one book. I'm probably going to do an update here soon. I've been, for some reason, real busy. Just been slammed here lately with different things. But the book is out, and you can get it. It'll be in the blog. Again, Unlicensed LTE Multi-Fire Overview is the name of this post. Go there at wadeforwireless.com. Now, let's talk LTEU. Wouldn't it be great if we could have LTE everywhere, just like Wi-Fi? And we all love Wi-Fi. I'm a huge fan of Wi-Fi, mainly because it's mostly free. I mean, really, when you go out, you expect Wi-Fi to be free almost everywhere you go, and it's available almost everywhere. And we all love the bandwidth when it's clean, and it has a good connection. You need a good backhaul. Don't forget backhaul. How easy is it to install, right? You're at home, you have a Wi-Fi router, you put it up, you put a little security on it, done. It's so nice, isn't it? I mean, really, we all love it when it's free. Now, what if we had to pay for it? Hey, there's companies out there, the Wi-Fi carriers are making a good living off of it, and they're making money off of it. And now they're trying to figure out how to finally do that with the carriers, because they're trying to get the carriers to help them out with this. And I think they're starting to do the billing with the carriers where they can actually have roaming onto the Wi-Fi networks, because that way the carriers don't have to build out all the indoor coverage that we all joke about with them that they don't want to pay for anymore. However, the carriers, they want indoor coverage, yet they won't release the indoor small cells to contractors to bid to enterprises just yet. They're going to have to do that eventually. Another story, I won't get on it. So what are we going to talk about today? LTEU, that's right. So how do we get better bandwidth with LTEU? Now, LTEU, the way the concept originally was, it wasn't a standalone format. So if you had LTEU out there, it was basically an extension of the carrier's LTE. So you needed a carrier as your base, your anchor, whatever you want to say. And the carriers would use it to do aggregation off of the licensed spectrum onto the unlicensed spectrum. And I did write a blog about that, about LWA. Well, what it is, it's about carrier aggregation on the unlicensed spectrum. So you can have a couple different ones, and you can do aggregation with Wi-Fi. They're working on that now. It's LWA. It's licensed LTE with Wi-Fi. The problem is, for the phones and for everything to hand off to Wi-Fi, it's not as easy as it sounds. There's a lot of problems with that handoff. Specifically, from what I understand, it's in the device. The device has trouble switching the formats. LTE is one format, Wi-Fi is another. Now, when they did the transition, oh, and 3GPP standards are accepting this change, so it should be ready soon. The transition from 3G to 4G, going from either CDMA or GSM to LTE, worked pretty well. That was something they had to work out in the beginning. Mostly with LTE, we think of data. Even with VoLTE, we think of data. You know, it's digital voice over LTE, which is a completely digital format. which CDMA was too, but Volte was just something new. But that was basically what you had with aggregation. They're still trying to work that out. However, now they have LAA, which is LTE licensed with LTEU unlicensed. But you need the licensed spectrum as the anchor. So then you can do the handoff there. So what they would do is they would have the spectrum and then they would just use the additional unlicensed spectrum when they could, when they had a clean signal and when it would actually sync up properly. And the carrier had, I guess the carrier had to have some control over it. So it actually made a lot of sense to do that as a handoff. They still work together. And again, I have another blog post. You're welcome to go in there and look. The link is in this post. So just look through this post for that link. Okay. Now, where does Multifire come in? Qualcomm created Multifire. It's basically LTEU, but it's more of a standalone LTE on a hotspot, is my understanding of it. That's what I read. And there is a Multifire Alliance, which has, of course, Qualcomm. Now, Qualcomm wants to sell chips. Don't get me wrong. That's the whole idea. But they came up with this concept. I like it because I love LTE. I think it's a great format. Okay, I just do. I think it's a great format. I think it's something we all can work with. And the other two people backing them are Nokia and Ericsson. I'm a big Nokia fan. And basically, Nokia was the first one in on it because they saw great potential with this and they want to sell product. Now, because this is unlicensed, eventually I think everyone will be selling product like Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi, you know, Ruckus makes carrier class equipment like a lot of the Wi-Fi vendors do. Would they make LTEU? I would imagine. Why wouldn't they make it? It's unlicensed. They could make a device. So they'll probably compete at some point. Spider Cloud makes small cells. I would imagine they'll make an LTEU at some point. Ericsson's probably already working on something. I don't know if they released anything yet. Nokia, I think, already has a product. If it's not released, I think they're already advertising it. But they created the Multifire Alliance, which is cool. It's only three of them right now. But the Wireless Broadband Alliance is what Wi-Fi basically has. And that's an alliance of Wi-Fi operators, OEMs, and vendors. And I think probably Nokia and Ericsson are both in that one as well. So it's not like it's a new concept to create an alliance. What they do, they create these alliances to set standards and to share ideas and basically set the path. That's what they, the Wireless Broadband Alliance seems to be doing that for Wi-Fi. And they said they're doing a good job. Hey, I like Wi-Fi. I'm a fan of Wi-Fi. I'm just thinking that we could open the door for something new and maybe an evolution is what I would like to see. I would like to see the unlicensed spectrum evolve. And I think this is really the first step of it. So Multifire, it is different. Unlicensed, standalone, LTE format. I think that's really cool. I'm not sure exactly all the details, but I'm really looking forward to it. I think it'll be a big deal. Now, the Wi-Fi guys, they aren't fond of LTEU yet for a lot of reasons. For one, they just spent a lot of money building out Wi-Fi, and now they come out with LTEU. The carriers do appreciate Wi-Fi. They like it for the offload. You know, you have T-Mobile's binge on offer, which just opens everything up for video, which is really cool. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with the FCC approval of that, but T-Mobile, what a great idea to come up with that. It's just sort of cool for the consumer. It's a new concept. I like it. I'm a fan. I think it's pretty, like I said, pretty neat. They're very happy, the carriers are happy that they can offload the Wi-Fi now, because now that everything's digital and LTE and smartphone use is up, we have high expectations for bandwidth, for applications, for doing everything we can do on our smartphone. And eventually Volte will be big on the smartphone. I don't know. And Volte is really the one thing holding back the aggregation to Wi-Fi, because you have to hand off from LTE to Wi-Fi and back. It's a real problem. I think for data, it's not as noticeable. Seems like it seems to work pretty well on Wi-Fi to LTE and back. But anyway, the Wi-Fi providers are also concerned about interference from LTEU. They think LTEU is going to trample on them. Supposedly, LTEU, they have a listen before talk, which is what Wi-Fi is supposed to do. But I think in the U.S., that isn't enforced. I think they can just put it up and trample on everybody. I could be wrong. I'm just talking about the U.S. here. I know in other countries it's required. And I'm hoping the FCC will release more spectrum unlicensed. And again, I'm pushing the 3.5 gig spectrum too, because I'm really looking forward to that. The thing about Wi-Fi is, if it's in your house and nobody else is around and you have good solid signal, it works great. You have a good solid backhaul, it works great. In my case, I have a cable modem, I have Wi-Fi, really happy with it. It seems to work very well. I can take my laptop or my, I have a Kindle, I have my smartphone. If I had an iPad, I'd take that around. You could use it anywhere. It works really well. Now, when you're in public and there's 5 or 6 Wi-Fi hotspots in an area, it may not work so well. When you have heavy loading, it doesn't work so well. So they've done a lot of tests with LTE and Wi-Fi, and depends who you listen to. It always seems like the results are biased. The cable companies don't seem happy with LTE so far. I think they will once they start to deploy it. And then you have the LTE backers like Qualcomm that say, and Ericsson and Nokia that say it works great with Wi-Fi. We won't know till we test it in the real world. And I think they're waiting on the FCC to release something about this. I think they've made a few statements, but I just think LTE is going to be a game changer. I think it's going to be evolution for the unlicensed spectrum. I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be cool. And again, I'm looking forward to 3.5 gigahertz being released here in the States for the lightly licensed stuff. I'm really looking forward to that because, you know, it'll spark a little competition, some new guys out there trying different things. Now, I know what you're all wondering. I know we talked about Wi-Fi and LTE. Can they cohabitate? Maybe, maybe not. I mean, we'll see, right? Maybe a lot of people, once LTE comes out, if it works well, they'll just start putting LTE everywhere. That's probably another fear that the Wi-Fi carriers have, because now they have to contend with that. So then they'll have to figure out a way to hand off from Wi-Fi to LTE and back again. Same thing the carriers have to deal with now, which makes it very interesting because the shoe's on the other foot. However, let's move on. Will this spark small cell growth? Yes. Because now you're going to put unlicensed small cells everywhere for LTE. You're going to have different ones. Look at Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi growth is still going on. You have people throwing up the cheap stuff like Ubiquiti everywhere. Because quite frankly, Ubiquiti, it's cheap, it's easy to deploy. And if it goes bad, what do? You replace it. You don't try to fix anything. It's a throwaway item. Then you have Ruckus, which is carrier class Wi-Fi, which I'm a big fan of Ruckus. I think they have a good product. I like them. And I think they're probably the next biggest player. And they have the smart antenna technology, which is really cool. However, you pay for it. It ain't free, folks. It works very well. You have controllers. It's really a good system. I'm impressed with Ruckus. And then you have all the other Wi-Fi players out there, including Nokia. They have a Wi-Fi product as well. As far as Wi-Fi goes, I think they'll still sell plenty of product, and I think those guys will start making LTE products. And I think, in my eyes, I wouldn't know why the cable companies wouldn't deploy LTE, except they don't want to invest a lot of money in it. I would imagine you still need a core, you still need a controller, you still need something like that for everything to go back to, just like you do with Wi-Fi. You know, you have your NOC and your controllers for that as well. When they put up Wi-Fi, it isn't like in your home. You don't just throw up hotspots everywhere. It has to go back somewhere, go back to a server, and usually a controller, and that's how they manage it. And that's how they can see what users are on it. Well, I was going to say even if it's free, but for the hotels, they probably just throw up hotspots everywhere. They could care less about controlling it. It's just a luxury for their customers, for the people that stay there. But for the Wi-Fi carriers, they have controllers. They want to manage it. They want to know who's on there. They want everyone to log in. And quite frankly, they want to get paid. I don't blame them for that. I want to get paid. So this could be an alternative to the way DAS is done now. I know we have small cells, but on larger systems, small cells, when you're putting so many in a building, you're doing multiple floors, you know, it might just become comparable to what a DAS system costs. And DAS systems are very expensive, but they have a solution for a particular problem. It's truly a niche. I mean, look at stadiums, look at arenas, look at these huge buildings where they can put in a DAS system and then they can cover the whole building. However, if the carriers don't want to pay for it, who does? Do the building owners? Yeah, maybe, maybe not. I've been working on that business model. I think the building owners have to see a need for it. If they have no coverage, and I'm not talking public safety, in my opinion, they should put DAS in for public safety everywhere. Okay, I know that's a different subject, but the first responders should have coverage everywhere. There is no doubt in my mind that that should be everywhere. So all you guys that install DAS, you should do public safety like from now until the systems change. But let's face it, FirstNet, even if they have broadband in, that's not going to evolve for years and years and years and years. I don't see anyone waiting for that. They're going to continue with what they have now, you know, the P25 and Tetra. They're going to continue with the trunking and the two-way voice and the very simple systems they have now because they work and they're reliable. Are they going to put LTE in everywhere? Yeah, I think they are. Again, Wi-Fi does have its drawbacks, you know, very limited coverage, very low power, which LTE will have the same drawbacks, very limited coverage, very low power. And I would imagine with LTE, if Multifire is released, it'll be just like Wi-Fi. Anybody can put anything up anywhere and they'll probably tramp on each other at some point, even though they say they won't. And Wi-Fi does this now, at least when I'm out there, I have trouble in like crowded areas, whether it's coverage or whether it's the device trying to pick which one to use. I don't know. Just seems like no matter what you have in your own license band, it's a wild west out there. Anybody can do anything at any time. Just show up with a hotspot. Now, with Wi-Fi, one thing that you currently see is there are security risks. People can hack into it. They can get in hotspots. They find ways around it. Security is always an issue with Wi-Fi. Supposedly LTE-U will be better. LTE-U supposedly has better security. But once it's in the on-license band, that may change because then people can play with it and hack on it and whatever. You know, it's the same thing they did with Wi-Fi. But I still see LTE-U being deployed as a small cell. With Wi-Fi, it's still pretty much a hotspot, but the carriers do it like a small cell as well. You know, they do very professional install, high grade. When I say carriers, I meant either the Wi-Fi carriers or the spectrum carriers, the phone carriers. When they do things, they do it right. They take the time. They usually do a quality installation. The difference is, like the Verizons and the AT&Ts and the T-Mobiles and the Sprints of the world usually hire contractors, and they have a process for getting everything to work back into their system. The Wi-Fi carriers generally use their own people, and they just have different contractors they use. It's sort of a different install. It's a different process. But I still see them being deployed as a small cell. I mean, that's just what I see. This is a great opportunity where the carriers could have smaller venues for a very low cost. And I'm hoping, like I said, the 3.5 gig, if they can get LTE working in that, 3.5 gig, I think they're waiting on the FCC. I'm sure the equipment won't take long to make in that band. If they can put that in building, that would be a great thing if it's lightly licensed, because then you wouldn't have the interference like LTE-U. But I think LTE-U is a great opportunity for the carriers, Wi-Fi and phone carriers alike, to expand into these buildings at a very cost-effective price and maybe raise the bandwidth and make it work on your device so it can hand off from the carrier spectrum to the private, to the unlicensed spectrum. I see it as a good thing. I just do. I think I'm pretty excited about it. I put a bunch of links at the end, you know, just for you guys to look at, and that gives you something to really study LTE-U about. It's very interesting. All right, remember, be smart, be safe, pay attention. See ya.